AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Reverend Al Sharpton wants police in Grand Rapids, Michigan, to release the name of the officer who shot and killed the black man, Patrick Lioia.
How dare you hold the name of a man that killed this man? We want his name.
Lioia was shot in the back of the head during a struggle with an officer.
It's trouble when you can shoot people in the head and remain anonymous. Don't ask them, are they going to be violent? Give us the name of the one that was violent.
Police say they won't release the officer's name unless he is charged with a crime. President Biden is taking steps to restore national forests that have been devastated by wildfires, drought, and blight. He's using an Earth Day visit to Seattle to sign an executive order protecting some of the nation's largest and oldest trees and to grow some trees.
We're going to plant 1.2 billion trees, 1.2 billion trees across this country to begin the vital work of reforesting America. It makes sense and it also makes a big difference.
Audio has been posted by the New York Times of a conversation between House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and some Republican lawmakers shortly after the Capitol riot last year about then-President Donald Trump. McCarthy told them Trump should resign.
I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. I haven't talked to him in a couple days.
It's not clear if McCarthy followed through and asked Trump to resign. Russia shifted a dozen units from the shattered port of Mariupol to eastern Ukraine and pounded away at cities across the region. Russian state TV showed the Russian flag raised on what it said was Mariupol's highest point, the city's TV tower. Big losses so far late in the day on Wall Street. This is AP News. Clashes erupted between Israeli riot police and Palestinian youths at a sensitive Jerusalem holy site.
Stun grenades peppered the chaos as police in full riot gear stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a sensitive Jerusalem holy site sacred to Muslims and Jews. The raid came after Palestinian youths hurled stones at a gate where they were stationed. The renewed violence at the site in Old Jerusalem comes despite Israel temporarily stopping Jewish visits, which Palestinians see as a provocation. Medics said over 24 Palestinians were wounded, with a few in a serious condition. The clashes come at a sensitive time in the area. They follow a string of deadly attacks inside Israel and arrest raids in the occupied West Bank. The string of events has raised fears of a repeat of last year, when protests and violence in Jerusalem boiled over, leading to an 11-day war between Hamas and Israel. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.